We try to check in with him every week. We've got U.S. Army Corps of Engineer Colonel McFadden is on the KSRO live line with us. Colonel, good morning. Good to have you back with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks thanks for having us on today, Pat.
And indeed, progress continues to be made. What's left to do in terms of debris removal in the county?
So, yeah, just kind of give you a snapshot where we're at. So across all four counties, we're at 81%. And to date, so this is day 113 since we started debris removal.
Wow.
And that means we've moved almost over 1.5 million tons of debris to landfills. And we believe we're in across the 4,000 parcels which have had debris removal conducted on since we began. And then within Sonoma, we're almost about 1.3 million tons of debris removed, about 80% complete. So
80%,
really kind of where we're at. Yeah, exactly. So what you'll see over the next couple of weeks is you'll see a decrease in the major debris removal operations ongoing. And then really our focus is kind of the finishing touches on each parcel. And then it's called the final prep phase.
And what might that include?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It includes the Department of Motor Vehicles needs to go out and mark the vehicles once they do a VIN analysis. And then once those vehicles are marked, the contractor can go back out and remove the destroyed vehicles. We'll install some erosion control measures. We also do soil sampling to ensure that the soil is restored back to its original baseline condition.
Yeah, and that in many cases, or I would imagine most cases, are soil samples that are taken from the dirt that lay underneath where the foundations would be.
Exactly. Okay. One of the things we want to make sure is that when survivors move back into their parcel and rebuild on it, that they're not moving back into a contaminated area.
That's important, obviously, and so 80% we're at. Now, you had originally told me, Colonel, that you were hoping that the debris removal would be finished by close to the end of March. So with 80% of it completed so far, where do we stand in that time estimate?
That's what we're still shooting for. That's our goal. And, you know, we're at the point now where really the focus is on quality and ensuring that the quality product is being turned over in accordance with the contract and the standards that are being established.
And then that will be it once you're able to finish up and move on to your next adventure. That will be it as far as the on-ground federal assistance goes for the wildfires, correct?
Well, one of the things that we're doing now and we'll continue to do until agreement's made upon with the counties is we do issue resolutions. So we have a call center that's operational here 7 days a week, and it goes from 7 in the morning till 7 in the evening. And what we do is we're able to, our goal is to be able to address issues and concerns that property owners may have about their parcel. And then if there's an issue, we capture the issue that's larger than our call center can deal with, and we'll go out on site, meet with the property owner, make an assessment, and then work through issue resolution process.
Yeah, and this is an important thing for us to, you know, keep repeating when we talk, because, you know, a lot of folks do have questions during the process or after the fact if they've been lucky enough to have their debris removed. So it's important for us, as you just did, remind people that there is that call center available, and I assume that call center will be available for as long as you are still in town.
That is correct. And I can give you the number real quick.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's 877-875-7681.
877-875-7681. And again, open, Colonel, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Correct.
Okay.
7 days a week.
Very good. Very good. And do you have any idea yet where your next assignment is going to be?
I am here for the foreseeable future with the goal of seeing this mission all the way through.
All right. Very good. I appreciate that consistency. Colonel, thanks for being with us again. And you know, we'll talk to you next week.
We look forward to it. Thanks again for having us, Pat.
All right. That is Colonel McFadden from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. 80% engineers, 80% finished with the debris removal process in Sonoma County. Good news indeed.